With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The nation's highest court will take up another firearms case. The Supreme Court will consider whether people who routinely smoke marijuana can legally own guns. The Trump administration asked the justices to revive the case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and admitted being a regular pot user. The Republican-led Senate will try again today to reopen the government in the face of Democrat opposition. House Speaker Mike Johnson suggests the Democrats ought to be ashamed of themselves.
This is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt.
Senate Republicans have voted 10 times to reopen the government, each attempt failing because of Democratic opposition. President Trump says Ukraine should be prepared to give up some territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage earlier today, disrupting many online services like Snapchat, Roblox, and Signal. The outage began at 3 a.m. Eastern and lasted for several hours. Rally underway on Wall Street this first trading day of the week. The Dow is up about 342 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 273, and the S&P better by 61 points. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are urging women to stock up.
A public service ad campaign is about to begin in Michigan, and it's designed to get women there to purchase abortion pills for future use. The campaign is the work of Shout Your Abortion, Hydra Mutual Aid Fund, and Plan C, and it will be accompanied by a billboard and 10,000 postcards mailed to homes in the state. A lot of abortion clinics in Michigan have closed down, and pro-life advocates say this abortion pill drive is just a way of making up lost revenue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is rallying fellow evangelical Christians to urge Congress to designate Nigeria as a violator of religious freedom. Two separate Muslim terror groups have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in the country over the past decade. Cruz, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, wants Nigeria to be designated a country of particular concern as one with severe violations of religious freedom. SRN News. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists balking and walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic, but at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.